thank you for our families. We want to thank you for this day that the Lord has made. We choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Turn to the person next to you and say, good to see you in the house of the Lord. Turn to another person and say, good to see you in the house of the Lord. Praise God. God is good and his mercy endureth forever. The title of the message is Be Courageous. Turn to somebody and say, be courageous. Amen. My objective is to encourage the church to be courageous as we minister to those that need Jesus Christ, those that are seeking the true light. And that's my objective today. And it's an honor for me to be here, having this opportunity to teach the Sunday school class. And I would like to thank you, Pastor Kyle, and all the ministers that have been working and teaching and ministering to this church and giving us a chance to come in here and share what God has laid in our hearts. Be Courageous is a second part of a teaching that I already taught in 2013, but I didn't teach the whole lesson, so I'm going to be finishing today. Be courageous. And I have a little PowerPoint presentation that I'd like to show you about what I'm going to be teaching today. It's so good to be here. It's such an honor to be teaching the people of God. And one of the things that are in the PowerPoint presentation is the definition of the word courage. What does that mean to have courage? And we're going to look at that. Courage is a noun. Is the ability to do something that frightens one. Is a strength in face of pain or grief. Like, for example, he fought his illness with great courage. Or another example is she called on all her courage to face the ordeal. Those are definitions of the word courageous. Oh, praise God. The PowerPoint is up right there. And then we're going to take a look at the top 10 strong human fears. Recently, this list was published by a magazine, and it lists some of the strong human fears. These are the considered the top ones, but it can change by person to person, by age, by social groups, and by other factors it can change. So one of the top ones are losing your freedom, the unknown, pain, disappointment, misery, loneliness, ridicule, rejection, death, and failure. Those are considered the top strong human fears. Those are existential fear. And it's natural that we have this fear. People everywhere, they have said that they have one of those fears in there. And the list is self-explanatory. Many of these fears, they are tied together, such as death, the unknown, rejection, ridicule, pain, misery, and failure, and loneliness. We can also observe that most existential fears describe a condition of the heart. All these fears, they are very specific things. And let's take another look at what scares people the most. Those are the scariest things for the average American. Snakes, public speaking. Yeah, holding a microphone, it can scare a lot of people. When they have to speak with a multitude, it can be one of the scariest things. Heights, being closed in a small space. Spiders, especially among women. Spiders is like one of the top scariest things. Needles and shots. Flying on an airplane. Thunder and lightning. You know, it's natural. We all get scared when there's thundering and lightning. So it's one of the scariest things. Going to the doctor and getting a diagnosis of a disease. I think that's very common. That's one of the scariest things. And darkness. There's more. I could add more to that list. But it's just to give you an idea so you can look at it and see what scares you the most. What are the things that you fear the most? And that list can change to person, to person, to person. And we all have fears. It's natural. It's a human. It's our old nature. It's part of a human nature. And as a Christians, when we become a Christians, there's another list of fear of the born-again Christians. We're going to go there right now. As Christians, we have some fears. Those are the Christian fears. The way that we die, the manner in which we're going to die. Not being admitted in heaven. That's what's answered by Christians, what they fear the most as Christians. Their past will come back to hunt them. Backslide just before the return of Jesus. And not being in the center of God's will. Those are Christians' fear. There's another one, the Christians' witness fear. Yes, I'm going to be talking to you a lot about fear before we go into the promises of God. Those are the Christians' witness fears. Witness and be rejected and ridiculed. So this is the one that keeps us from witnessing, and we fear that we're going to be rejected and laughed at. Offending someone with the truth. So many times we don't speak the truth because we're afraid that it's going to hurt the person's feelings. We fear losing friends because of our faith. Persecuted because of our faith. And discriminated because of our faith. So those are the Christians' witness fears. As Christians, we can face the future with faith. And not because circumstances will change, but because God will not change. And just before we start preaching, I want to show you the antidote against fear. The antidote against fear. What is the antidote? I think that's how you say antidote. Against fear. The medicine against fear is faith in God. To have faith in God, we can't pray and say, God, give me faith. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So when we hear the word of God, we develop roots. And those roots, they are the ones that are going to sustain us like a tree planted by the river of waters. We like a tree planted by the river. We have roots. Roots that are fundamented in the word of God. Knowing his word. We need to know the word of God. What does the word of God talks about the fears that we have? Maybe you have some fears that I didn't list in here. And all we're going to be talking about fear. But today the title of the message is Be Courageous. The faith in God, that's one. And the other one is relationship with God. To develop the relationship. Not just know him. Not just know his word. Not just know what the scripture says. But to develop this close relationship with God. And that is by a life of prayer. Amen. Can you put your hands together and say, there is a medicine against all fear I have. Say it. There is a medicine against all fear. Faith in God and relationship with God. Faith in God, knowing His word, and relationship with God, which is a life with a prayer. Not just know His word, but to develop this close relationship with Him. And there is a Bible verse that is in the book of Psalms. And it says in there, in Psalms 23, verse 6, it says, surely, we're going to stop the PowerPoint presentation for a moment, and we're going to go to seek in the Bible. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Can you say that? Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Bible talks about fear not. Be courageous. Be strong. Hundreds of times. Dozens of Bible verses and talks about Israel, be courageous. Fear not. And surely, goodness and love will follow you. In the book of Genesis, at Genesis 15:1, and God said in there, after these things, the word of the Lord came into Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield, thy exceeding great reward. And in this Bible verse, you can see that he's still Abram in there. You see, just before all the things that God had done for him, right before the things that God was going to do for him, God told him, fear not. Hallelujah. Can we say the same today? Let's take a look in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 through 23. It is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. And there is one, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Can we say the same today? Yes. Hallelujah. God never changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's still the Lord of mercies that we are not consumed. And we can say that. Events will change. People change. The world change, and we see our children changing. We see in the work environment where we go, it changes. It's a constantly changing world, but God never changes. He is the same. Hallelujah. So we all make preparations out of a fear because we are fearful. How are we going to retire? How are we going to survive when we are going to retire? We need to put money in 401k because we are acting in fear. You see, we are being proactive, which is connected to being fearful. You being proactive. What if? All the what ifs. Why do you have a car insurance when you are driving? Because what if something happened and your car breaks down or you get in a car accident? So why do we have life insurance? So we have life insurance. We have house insurance. We have dental insurance. And we have all these insurance, travel insurance, hospital insurance, and they keep coming. If you look for all this insurance online, you're going to find that there's an insurance for just about everything. But today we're going to talk about the eternity insurance. Have you got your eternity insurance? Hallelujah. So that's what that is in Jesus. That's the eternity insurance. You see, that's when we are going to spend our eternity in heaven with Him. But hey, it doesn't start when we die. A lot of people think that heaven starts after you die. It doesn't happen there. It happens now. You see, the kingdom of God is already among you, Jesus said. It's joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Praise God. He's worthy of our praises. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. So we have a social insurance. Even countries, everything changes. And countries' currencies, stock market collapses, bank collapses. Everything changes and fail. But the word of God will never fail. Hallelujah. As a Christians, we can face the future with faith. Not because of circumstances, but because God never changes. He's our security. He's only our only security. Because He stands, I will never perish. If you don't know Him today, and if we live in fear and worry, because we don't know what the future holds. But we can share the confidence of David. David said he can face the future with faith because God holds the future. We don't know what the day or tomorrow brings, but He knows. Hallelujah. God is almighty. He cares for us. We need not to be afraid. In His ministry, Jesus repeatedly said, do not be afraid. Trust. The Bible basically is all about trust in God. Fear not. No matter where you are, no matter what the future holds, no matter if you are, what's going on in your life, the Bible says that He will let me lay down in green pastures. That's His promise. He said that we're going to be laying in green pastures beside quiet waters, walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Listen, did you hear that? Even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. So all that fear that we listed before, and I want you to think about that fear that you have. What is that thing that fears you the most? They are hindering you from going and speaking to people and talking about Jesus and expressing your faith. All that fear. I want you to look at this Bible verse and say, even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even if your life is on the line, praise God, because we live in a country, we have a freedom, a religion, so we can be Christians and not be put to death for that. And but many countries around the world, people don't have their freedom. Some places around the world, people can't even go in church like we do this morning. And the Bible says to us, you see, to be on time and out of time. There is no a time. It's all the time. You see, many times we are just, wait. You see, but we have to have the wisdom of God. But all time is the time. Praise God. In Psalms 145, verse 20, it says, the Lord watches all over all who love Him. See, the Lord preserves all them that love Him. So the Lord loves us. And He cares for us. Hallelujah. So we look at David. Life was not smooth for David. But he did not fear when he saw the giant. He was battling the giant, much taller than he was. And all the mocking that was around, they were mocking him. But he was focused in the word of God, on the promise of God. And that's what we have to do. We need to be with our minds focus. You see, because he was focused, he trusted in God. So at that point, anything that you would tell David not to go there to face the giant, anything you would tell him would get into one ear, get out of the other. Because his mind was focused. He made his mind up. And he was focused that he was going to do that for the Lord. And he knew that the Lord was with him. Hallelujah. So he didn't have that fear that naturally a person of a small body shape would have when facing a giant. And the same we can see in the book of Genesis with Noah. Noah, he was mocked, but he had his mind made up. He was building that ark. And it doesn't matter what you tell him. And he would turn and says, I ought to obey God than listen to man. And let's all say that. I ought to obey God than man. So we need to obey God. He was obeying God. And all the mocking and laughter, he just ignored. It didn't affect him. He didn't put his mind on this. He was just focused in what he had to do. And we all have to have that focus. I have said that before, and I'm going to just say one more time. When Peter was walking on the water, his mind was focused on Jesus. He was not looking around for the wind, for the... Well, when he did that, then he started drowning. But as long as he was with his mind focused on Jesus. Like Paul said, we have to keep eyes on the prize. We are in... it's like a contest in this world. It's just a figure of speech, just a parable. It's like we in this world, and there is a contest. You see? And we have to aim for that price, you see, which is the eternal life, which is the paradise, the kingdom of God, living with him forever, hallelujah, making it to heaven. So we have to keep our minds on Jesus and following him. And doesn't matter all the distractions that the world throw at you, all the fear that they throw at you, all the politically correctness that the word is putting into you. And I heard the preacher say that I prefer to be biblically correct than politically correct. Amen. Can we say amen? Amen. I want to be biblically correct. Hallelujah. Because this world, we pass away. All these are fads of the world. You see the customs of the world. And it's going to change. Eventually, it's going to change. Because everything in this world will change. But God will never change. And his word will never change. Hallelujah. And we know that all things work together for good. Take a look at this. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God. Let's get a hold of Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Hallelujah. Romans 8, 28. And we know that all things work for good. But let me tell you another thing that happened to Joseph. You see, Joseph, he went to Egypt. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them that are, who are the called according to his purpose. Amen? Look at that. And we know that all things, not some things, not few things, not these or that, all means general. You see? Can you speak English? All things. We all know that all things, everything, that means all the fear that you have in your mind that's hindering you. Oh, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them, they are called according to his purpose. According to his purpose. So we need to learn what is the purpose of God. Why God put me in this world. Why I am here. Why I am here today, Sunday, 10:39, December 11, 2016, listen to Brother Vieira's preaching about don't be afraid. Why? What's the purpose? God has a purpose in your life. Every one of you. All people are important. Everyone. God created everyone. Every human being in this world is important to God. God loves us. And loves us even when we were rebellious. And he died at the cross for all humanity. Every one of us. So we are all important for him. So we are called for a purpose. We all have a purpose. We all are walking epistles. That's what Paul said. We are the walking church. You see, when you get out of that door, you are the church of the living God. You are the ambassadors of the kingdom of God. There is a group called the ambassadors of the kingdom of God. But today we're going to say that all of us are ambassadors for the kingdom of God. Don't you be afraid. Because we see when Jesus went to the cross, when he was sweating the drops of blood and was not for fear, was the agony for what he was going through. You see, was the agony that going through what he had to go through for us. And he didn't have to go through that, but he did for us. And God wants us not to be afraid, but to be bold, to be courageous. Like Joseph, he went to Egypt and he suffered all the persecution from his brothers. His own brothers sold him. But he suffered all the betrayals, lies about him. But he kept the faith. Let God cares for us. Let him care for us. And sometimes we hold on too much into our fears and let God do the work. Let him walk through you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Even when we're going through adversities, when we read those Bible verses and we come to the Lord, we have to expect adversities. But God gives us the wisdom, the strength that we need. He promised us. And the Bible says that he, behold, that I'm with you always, even until the end of times. Hallelujah. As we're going to take a look in the PowerPoint one more time, Jesus says, fear not, I'm with you. He said many times, no fear to hinder us. Nothing can hinder us. Fear not, I am with you. That's the presentation number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No fear, I am with you. No fear of poverty, because the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything. Can you say amen for that? Why fear financial circumstances? You have God as your shepherd. I have no fear. No fear of loneliness, because he's always with me. Can you say that? No fear of loneliness, because he's always with me. No fear to make mistakes, because he guides me. He's your guidance. He's your shepherd. He's leading you. Hallelujah. No fear of failure, for he restores my soul. Even if you fall, he's the one who pick you up. Hallelujah. Even if you fall, because to fall is human, but to get up is divine. And even if you fall, because we're going to fall, sometimes we fall, and it's human. But God, he comes and lift us up, and we're going to be stronger than before. Hallelujah. And no fear of sickness. No fear of sickness. Who's your doctor? The doctor of doctors. The one who made you. He made your body. Hallelujah. Don't you fear sickness. Because if you are fear, that the fear itself can cause you to be sick. By just being fear, as if you trust in God and say, even if I'm sick, God, I believe that God can heal me. Amen. And he's a healer. No fear of persecution, for he is my lawyer. He's the lawyer, our lawyer. Praise God. Not only he's the lawyer, but he's also our judge. Look at the next one. No fear of condemnation, for he is my judge. No fear of the court, what they're going to decide over there in the courthouse. Who's your judge? You see, Jesus is our judge. Fear not, I am with you. And there is another one. Fear not, I am with you. No fear of the future. No fear, because goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. He is in the future. He holds the keys of the future. Praise God. No fear of death. No fear of death, because I will dwell in the house of God forever. And he promised us. And he promised us that we're going to be with him forever. Jesus said, behold, I'm preparing a mansion. I'm going to go to prepare you a place in heaven. So when I come back, you're going to be there with me. Trust on him. He's preparing us a place. So wherever he is, we will be with him forever. No fear of the unknown. Why? Why not fear the unknown? Because he knows everything. He knows. Even when we go to pray, he already knows what we are going to pray about. And he knows all things. God is all knowledge. So don't you fear the unknown. No fear of disappointment, for he never disappoints. He never disappoints you. He never. We should trust God and not fear of who he is. Hallelujah. Lord, the God of our fathers, is the one that cares for us. And when we fear, we are making God small. You see, because we are afraid of this, so we don't think that God can really, help us through the situation. But God, he is a great God. Our God is an awesome, great God. We should trust God and not fear. Not only because of who he is, but also because what he has already done for us. That he sacrificed at the cross for us. He fills us with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And he gives us the strength that we need. Let's stand up and say a prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. The cross is the only reason that we have for hope and deliverance from any conflict, any problem, any battle, any worry. Look at the cross. Always look at the cross. Always focus on the cross. The cross, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ at the cross on the Calvary is the only reason that we have hope. Hope of forgiveness. Hope of going to heaven. Hope of being delivered. Hope of having our family following God. The hope for any problem, any battle. And he will never forsake us. God will never forget us. And let's thank the Lord. And let's be courageous. Let's always focus on him. He has given us our salvation. And he has freed us from sins. He has delivered us from the world. And do not fear. Do not be dismayed. For the battle is not yours. Say, the battle is not mine. But God's. the battle that you are going through is not yours. The first one that wants to see your victory is God. Amen. Let's close our eyes right now. Lord, we want to thank you for this teaching. Help us to hold your word in our hearts so we'll never forget. Help us to retain your word, to absorb your word, oh God, and hold on to it in the back of our minds, in our hearts. Oh Lord, help us to never forget. And help us to be courageous, oh Lord, and know that you are in the control of all things, and we shall fear nothing. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Put your hands together. Praise God. Hallelujah. And be courageous. Turn to the person next to you and say, be courageous.